12 minutes past 6, and yes, you're listening to Radio Islam International. The program is called Your World Today. In a few minutes time, we'll be joined by life coach Sumaya Kuvadia. And the last thing you remember from the Family Matters series, and that was very, very well received by the listeners. This time we've started a new series. It's called The Essence of Life. And today's topic is kindness and how you can work towards being a more kinder soul. Yes, indeed, it's now time for the life or the essence of life series with Sumaya Kuvadia. She's a life coach and she joins us on the line right now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Jaz. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. It's good to be back.
It's very good to have you back on again. And yes, I was just saying earlier on regards to the good feedback we're getting regards to our Family Matters series that we did. And we're hoping to open up minds and clear hearts out with this new one, The Essence of Life.
Yes, absolutely. Inshallah, you know, the intention is for people to actually go back to their true essence, to their true nature and true self as human beings.
100%. Now, to get it started off, Sumaya, what are essence qualities?
Essence qualities basically is, you know, it's the elements that make humans human. And what that means is that being human requires us to demonstrate essence qualities that show our humanness. You know, like different, today we're discussing kindness. Mm-hmm. But it's kindness, compassion, empathy, generosity, love, all of those are essence qualities that are in our nature as human beings. Mm. But today, you know, if you look at it, Ijaz, you know, daily we hear about wars taking place. Countries are in conflict. People are fighting. You know, killing innocent humans means nothing. And this is all due to a lack of humanness. So today, you know, we're going to be talking about the essence quality of kindness, because that is something that is very, very important. You know, kindness and compassion, you know, we can't say that they're one and the same thing. The difference is that kindness is more of an act and compassion is more of a feeling, you know, like a feeling state. I'm feeling compassionate towards someone.
Mm-hmm.
And kindness is, you know, those little random acts of kindness that we do daily.
Now, Sumaya, how would you describe kindness?
That's a good question, Ijaz. Because kindness, basically, you know, sometimes we get so caught up and we don't really know what is kindness. I don't know if you ever heard, you know, people saying this, that, you know, I was a kind person, but then what happened is life circumstances made me hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they just shut themselves off and they become a little more aloof and distant, and they're not so willing and ready to give of themselves.
Mm.
So kindness is an inner desire that makes us want to do good things, even if we do not get anything in return. You know, that's very important, you know, to note that that's what it is. It's not about getting something back in return. It's just a desire within yourself to help somebody else, to do something good for someone. You know, whether it be a kind thought, a kind word, just a smile to someone, all of that are acts of kindness. And when we do good things from this inner desire, then there is kindness in everything we think, say, and want to do on a daily basis. So that's basically, you know, how we would describe kindness, because it basically is a natural aspect of our true essence. You know, the true self, that inner self of ours, we are all kind by nature. If we look at little children, right before they learn about fear and limited beliefs about themselves, others, and the world, they basically have this genuine disposition to kindness. You know, you see children, little children that are so kind and caring and compassionate and loving.
Hmm.
That is our true essence as human beings. But along the way, you know, life happens. That's what we say. And we forget and we let go of these essence qualities.
Now, why is the quality of kindness a fading one in modern times, Sumaya?
That is, you know, something that is in our modern day society, you know, if we look at it, Ijaz, we basically, you know, a society that lives with me first, you later. You know, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, because that's how we basically live. You know, in place of our dependence on one another for support today, you know, wherever it's possible, we tend to rely on machines and services. Right? So again, we're cutting out that, you know, that whole interconnectedness between people. And we find our modern-day living is very organized so that it demands the least possible direct dependence on others. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You know, so what happens is if I don't need other people and they're not sort of responsible for my happiness and my well-being in a certain way or in a small way, then I don't have to worry about them also, you know, then we become indifferent. That's basically what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And also sometimes people tend to sometimes find it hard to do good things with no reward from others. And many have never ever truly experienced the joy of operating from that inner desire to be kind and caring. Instead, you know, they are just, they just have been programmed to give only when they expect to get something in return. So only if, you know, certain people, only if I'm going to get something in return, only then will I do good. Only then will I be kind to someone else. And that's not kindness at all. You know, that isn't kindness at all. So sometimes another reason, you know, just another reason as to why people find it, and especially in today's times, why sometimes people find it difficult also is, you know, a lot of people carry so much of hurt from the past. So from all of those experiences, life experiences, we as humans tend to develop these walls to protect ourselves from our pain. And, you know, people are doing that all the time, every single day. So the more walls we build, the more we shut ourselves off from our true essence to be kind and caring. You know, the last time when we were on also and we spoke about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we said people try to protect themselves by thinking, if I'm not so giving, if I'm not going to be too kind and I'm not putting myself out there, then I'm protecting myself. You know, it's just, it's not even a way of protection, but we make ourselves believe that it's a way of protection. So what happens is when you shut yourself off, you're basically shutting yourself off from all of these essence qualities that make you human. But even if you don't feel kind at times, that essence really isn't gone. It may be buried, but it's never really gone. And you can relearn to experience the great joy that comes from unconditional giving and unconditional kindness. Because, you know, when you give off of yourself and when you're kind to somebody, that feeling that comes inside of you is like nothing else, you know, because it's that true joy that you feel because you were kind to someone.
Hmm. Now, Sumaya, there's a saying, right? You have to be cruel to be kind. Is that saying correct in any way? Can firmness be a variant of kindness? And how?
You know, cruel to be kind, yes, a lot of people use that, Ijaz, but it's my belief that, you know, that is, it's a tough love concept.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really have anything to do with the nature of kindness, you know, the way we're describing kindness right now. You know, we can say, for example, it's used more, you know, like if you look at a parent-child relationship, you know, a parent could say, I'm using that concept of cruel to be kind with my child. And I'll give you an example of how that can be used. You know, just say, for example, a child who never gets or hardly ever gets his homework done on time due to all the social engagements he or she has to engage in, you know, be it on social media or in real time with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So then parents can use this tough love concept of minimizing their time spent on less important stuff, right? And then the child later realizes it was for their own benefit. But having said all of this, it can be done using kind words and loving tones. Because, you know, cruel to be kind is just a concept, like I said. It's used in models of discipline. That's basically what I, you know, when I see this whole concept of cruel to be kind, it's a tough love concept, you know, more used for discipline and things like that.
Right. Now, for lack of a better word, right,
mm-hmm.
If a person is lastach by nature,
uh-huh.
Can kindness be a learned skill for them?
Absolutely. You know, because like I said, you know, earlier on, that we never really truly forget that inherent quality that's part of our human nature. So a person can go back into kindness. Firstly, you've got to realize that you're being unkind in your thoughts. You know, sometimes it happens that without even realizing, you know, we have cruel thoughts about other people. Without even realizing, we have these unkind things that we have to say or think or something of that sort. And when a person realizes that, you know, sometimes I am unkind in the way I think about other people, maybe the words I use are unkind towards other people, and changing that aspect to saying, okay, how can I become a little more kinder? Definitely, it can be a learned skill. You know, if you think about it, Ijaz,
mm-hmm.
kindness is a way. It's not a thing. And as we show kindness in our lives, the way becomes even clearer. So our negative behavior fades away as it is replaced by the warm feelings that kindness brings. So constantly, you know, when you are doing these small little random acts of kindness, you can accomplish so much more. You know, I like to look at it this way, which is so beautiful, you know, because it's just like as the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstandings, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate.
Hmm. Now, on that note, may I, can a cold, closed heart, can it be opened again?
Yes, it can be opened again. You know, it definitely can be, because think about it this way, Jazz. You can't expect to draw people into your life who are kind, confident, and generous if you're thinking and acting in cruel, weak, and selfish ways, right? You must be what it is that you're seeking. And I don't believe that anybody is seeking for, you know, cruelty to come their way and selfishness to come their way and for them to continuously experience that on a daily basis. So the way to open yourself up to attracting more of all of that is you should become what you are seeking. That is, you need to put forth what you want to attract. If you want to attract more kindness in your life, you've got to put out kindness. You know, open your heart up to kindness, because it's such an amazing essence quality, you know, to demonstrate on a daily basis, because it can change so many aspects of life. We can teach our children how to be kinder. Just think of the last time you had something nice for someone else. You know, you did something nice for someone else. How did that make you feel? Right? You know, listeners should actually just think about this. How did that make me feel? And when you're kind, you reap the rewards. Sometimes, yes, the hectic nature of our busy lives, you know, may lead us to believe that we just don't have the time to help others or go out of our way to be kind. But the simple truth is that you can incorporate kindness into your daily life. Simply by, you know, just giving a person a compliment that's sincere. Maybe take an extra, you know, extra time to see, you know, who needs a little bit of help. You know, when you're in a queue, you know, normally we're all in shopping queues, and sometimes you've got a basket full of things and someone behind you has only one or two items. You know, use that random act of kindness. Let them go before you. So we can do it in these little ways. It's not major, major things that we have to do. It's small, little, tiny acts of random kindness that changes everything. So that, you know, cold, closed heart that you're talking about can definitely be opened like this.
Now, Smeo, what are some of the benefits of being kind?
There's a great number of benefits, you know, and I'm hoping that the listeners find this part very interesting, right? Because we've been talking more on, you know, like kindness as being an essence quality and how to do things. But the moment you talk about how it impacts your life physically, that gets people a little more interested. So we're going to be talking about, you know, a large number of scientific studies show that kindness has been found to alleviate depression. Now, isn't that something that's amazing, Ijaz?
Yes, it is.
Right? Because the chemistry of kindness is such that the effect on the brain when we are kind is so powerful, because a chemical reaction takes place due to the acts, you know, that we do. The thoughts that we think and the words of kindness that we speak. And all of this releases dopamine and serotonin. These are basically two of those feel-good hormones, you know, that makes one feel good, that makes one want to do more things. And then there's a third kind of hormone as well, which is called oxytocin. This is basically the bonding hormone. So when we, you know, engage in all of these random acts of kindness, this is another hormone that gets released into our bloodstream, into our body, because the brain basically makes all of these chemicals. And the body starts feeling all of this, because obviously all of this is getting fueled into the body, right? So, you know, think of an interaction between two people. And when this interaction is filled with kindness, then oxytocin gets produced. And like I said, this is the, you know, the bonding hormone. So obviously, if two people are getting bonded, the connections are even deeper. You know, imagine now you are sitting with, you know, with your children or with your spouse or with anybody, and you're having a conversation that has kindness going on inside of that. you're getting all of this that is getting released, you know, the chemical reaction, because remember, our thoughts, our words and our actions are very, very powerful. And immediately, you know, the brain picks up the signal that this is what is going on. So we need to produce a certain type of chemical reaction so that the body feels it. And every single time you engage in all of these acts of kindness, this is exactly what is happening to you. So, you know, when you look at people that, you know, people that are volunteering, for example, doing volunteer work, you always hear them saying that they are very happy. You know, that they are very, you know, all the time that they just like probably have like a disposition that is happy all the time. You know, and yes, sometimes they do go down and sometimes they do feel a little probably depressed or whatever it is due to stresses, you know, from the outside. But they're feeling that fulfillment that a person that doesn't engage in kindness is actually feeling. Does that make sense?
It does.
So that's basically what happens, you know, because every single time you engage in kindness, you know, your neural pathways in the brain basically get stronger. So looking at now, let's just take, for example, depressed people or people that are really feeling, you know, down. Nowadays, you find so many people that are down and really depressed and, you know, just miserable. The joy of life sometimes feel like it's really sucked out of them.
But Samia, can I just pause you there?
Yes.
Sometimes they're not down, they're just looking down at their phones.
I guess so. I guess so, yes. Probably that's what it is.
Okay.
So, you know, formerly, like, I mean, depressed people can actually gain a lot, you know, from being kind because the brain now gets used to the certain level of dopamine and serotonin and oxytocin. Just as a muscle, you know, when you're using a muscle for your exercises, I know I heard you earlier on, you know, doing the exercises on air jazz.
Yep.
And when your muscles get used to the flexibility, you know, after you sort of take up those exercises, it becomes so much more easy and your muscles get used to that certain type of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that happens to the brains and to the brain and the neural pathways in the brain.
Interesting indeed. We should have asked people to phone in also, maybe from tomorrow with the second installment of the Essence of Life series. We'll ask
yes.
people to phone in and give us their thoughts as well. Samia, this brings us to the end of this segment, but it's been very enlightening. And Jazakallah khair for sharing your expertise. And any throw forward to what we can expect tomorrow?
Inshallah, tomorrow, you know, I've got a few topics that I want to talk about over the next couple of days, Ijaz. And, you know, today we spoke about kindness, you know, kindness and compassion being one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is generosity is also, you know, an essence quality that, yes, a lot of people have in them, but a lot of people have let go of that quality as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Essence qualities of generosity. Another one that is very important as well is, you know, honoring your word, you know, the trust that comes in there. People nowadays forget that honoring your word is part of being human, part of that, you know, that humanness that we spoke about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are all human, but how many of us operate from truly being that human that can say, you know, we demonstrate humanness on a daily basis?
Mm.
So keeping your word, honoring your word is something that is so important. But in today's day and age, unfortunately, a lot of people have let go of that quality as well. So we will be touching on, you know, a few different qualities and inshallah hoping that the listeners, you know, gain benefit from it. And again, they can reignite all of these qualities that, yes, some might feel that, okay, today I've realized, I've heard all of this. So how can I become more kind? Let's put up a challenge for the listeners, Ijaz, that today you heard about kindness. Right? So let's see from today, right through the week, you know, taking in different qualities that we're going to be talking about, how can you start implementing even one small act of kindness today? Be it a smile, be it a loving, you know, kind thought towards someone, be it some small little action that you are doing, you know, a kind word that you are, you know, saying to somebody, all of those are random acts of kindness. Right? And then sit and think about it. You know, when I'm kind, how does that make me feel?
Yep, so the challenge is there for the listeners. Let's hope they take it up.
Yes, inshallah. Inshallah. And, you know, knowing that, okay, today if my kindness level is sitting on 20%, how can I push it up to 30%? And how can I get, you know, better on a daily basis? Because it's going to improve the quality of my life. It's going to improve and enhance the richness and everything else in my life, whether it's the quality of my life, whether it's my relationships, or every other area of my life gets infused with kindness.
I mean, Sumaya, thank you kindly for your time this evening, inshallah. You have yourself a wonderful evening, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Inshallah. Jazakallah so much for having me, Ijaz.
I mean, not a problem. Thank you for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Yes, that was Sumaya Kubadia, life coach, talking with regards to our series we'll be having for the next few days. It's called The Essence of Life. Today we discuss kindness, and tomorrow she said possibly generosity. Another topic could be coming up in the next few days is honoring your word. People will say, "Kasam, I'm going to bring it," and then they don't bring it. So this is for those people indeed.